K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. The Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, here on this Easter evening. Hope everyone is enjoying their Easter weekend or have had an Easter weekend here. This will come out, obviously, tomorrow morning. Eddie Greer checking right back into this mic here in the EG3 Conference up north in Kansas City, Missouri. This other K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, all the way to, excuse me, to women's tennis here. Getting choked up here a little bit here as we're about to hit sunset here. It's only just after 7:30, and it seems like the kids are out here at EG3, out there in EG3 Conference, part of the EG3 Conference anyways. So if you hear any rambling around, ice cream truck, anything like that, I can't edit it out. So I'm so sorry about that in the background as I don't know why. The ice cream truck man decided to come 8 o'clock at night. I just don't know what the, well, I kind of know the synopsis of it, but it's like, really, you gotta make all that noise. But anyways, if you hear any of the ice cream truck in the background, then I can't do anything about that. I'm sorry, but I can't do anything about K-State baseball getting shut out, getting the goose egg. Literally on Easter Sunday on TCU, losing 4-0 and losing another series. And guess what? K-State still ain't won a series. You're talking about women's tennis. All right, women's tennis, they even scored a point. They lost, and they scored a point. Your baseball team, one of your best offenses in the Big 12. I sat here on this podcast repeatedly saying that gets goose egged by TCU in the series finale. And K-State, you got to be searching for answers right now, because you have now lost 3 consecutive Big 12 series. I think we beat Columbia. That's not a Big 12 team, but ever since then, well, really, we could have lost to Columbia easily, honestly, there. And the magic and that home field advantage that I keep referring to on this team, it's just not there. It's just not there right now. 4-0, and you drop your 12th game of the year, and now you're 2 games behind. You're 2 games under 500 in Big 12 play. We're talking about K-State here. TCU, now you flip it the other direction, 7-5 in conference play, 20-11 on the season there after shutting out. We had an Easter egg today. TCU threw an Easter egg on K-State. And, this is disappointing. This could have been a sweep for TCU, if you look at it, because TCU had a lead in the first game, and K-State battled back, had that Twinton magic, battled back and won that first game. And now you're sitting here, it's like, this is inconsistency we're talking about. So, yeah, and the Braves are in that category, too. And I'll throw the Royals in that mix, too. Yeah, I'm throwing y'all teams in there, too. So there's that up. But Zach James really shut down this lineup for TCU. 3-hitter going in the 8th inning. Again, you shut down a legit offense. And look, K-State knows how to put runs on the board. We've seen it game in and game out. Time in, time again, but you get a good start. You get good pitching on the day of, you get great pitching. You don't score no runs. So I don't get it. So you score a run. You score 13, 12 runs, and then you give up another 12. I don't get it. I don't get it. Just like the ice cream truck playing around at 7:45. It's me playing. playing music going on. But, oh, man, Pete Hughes afterwards. Saying, quote, it was a disappointing last 2 games. Quote, today was thought our bullpen pitched well. This was a bullpen game. Bullpen pitched well enough for us to win. However, you can't win if you don't score. Our offense is too good to throw away that many at-bats. Zach James got us out of our approach by throwing a lot of strikes and keeping us off balance. He did not hurt himself. You can't be shut out for 17 straight innings at home. 1 game to win to clinch a series. We have a lot of work to do. Yeah, a lot of work to do. And as I talked to a buddy of mine, it feels like time is just flying by. And before we all sit here and know it, this season is going to be over pretty much. And yeah, when you're pitching is elite, and of course we're gonna have a part 2 here because, yeah, of course, we have a lot of activity going on. We're going to have part two. I'll have to record that probably after speed work tomorrow. But, yeah, of course, I get rolling, and then I got to get off of here. But really quick, you just cannot. Man, it's just so frustrating. We'll get into the box score and all that. I'll record tomorrow morning. But, of course, I got to get – but anyways, yes, TCU 4, K-State nothing. Golden opportunity missed. And I'm going to get checking the box score real quick here. This is going to be a part two for sure. Yeah, we already explained the records there. K-State, you have not won a Big 12 series yet. That is not – Zach James still undefeated, by the way. Oh, by the way, yeah, 4-0. Shut down a potent K-State offense. Meanwhile, Matt Flores picks up the loss for K-State there. And, yeah, TCU struck first in the first inning, and then two more in the second, and then they tacked on another one in the fifth. There, and in K-State, yeah, Pete Hughes brings up a good point right there. you have not scored. Ooh, that's bad. That's bad. That's bad news, Mama Gemma. Bad news. Legit offense, yeah. Wow, 17 consecutive innings. You have not scored a run, and you lose a series. And yeah, you're in the season's gonna. We're in April, folks. So I just don't know what else to say right there. There as well. Let me see if I can pick up anything else here from this game today, early today. Oh, K-State, yep, right back in action Tuesday night. Wichita State again. We beat Wichita State earlier. Now you got to go there to finish off the two-game series. They played earlier this year. K-State won that battle in Twin Family Stadium. Now you got to go there with no momentum there. So we'll see if this K-State offense, more importantly, wakes the hell up after taking this. Could have been for K-State. That's scary because K-State, it could have easily got swept if not for the rally in game one. So I don't know what else to tell you. K-State women's tennis team scored at this point. You don't get anything from your baseball team. So there's that. But anyways, TCU 4, K-State nothing. The Pro Project Podcast, all this K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast, five frame bubble, daily, which is Discord, Kansas State content. We come at you every single day. Yes, every single day with content. This will be out first thing in the morning. I might do a part two. This might be good enough, actually. So we'll see about that. But anyways, Alex Aiden out there in Chandler, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Early today on Easter Sunday, K-State gets the goose egg. TCU 4, K-State nothing. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with cats.